right, good morning and welcome to it. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
A little bit of a strong storm and start to your week as some heavy weather has rolled through the area. Maybe you're still experiencing some of that rain and strong wind, but storm tracking team saying that pretty much windy, scattered storms throughout the day today. 83 your high, so not too hot and pretty pleasant as far as temperature goes. Yeah, there you go. Your weekend was pretty busy, wasn't it?
It was very busy. Lots of basketball. Had a tournament, and the voice is a little rough because I did a lot of yelling. There was a lot going on.
Yeah, I saw your Jake hit game winner. Is that right?
Yeah, that was a pretty cool. Awesome moment. He had a couple of major highlights. He had a career high 35 points, which was insane.
He's turning into a baller.
He was just, it was all the stars aligned. It was one of those magical games where he just wasn't missing a lot. Yeah. And he ended up hitting 9 three-pointers in that game. That was Friday night, and then he had a 23-point game. That was the one that had the game winner, and it was just like one of those things where everybody had kind of come over to watch the game because it was so close. And mm-hmm. It was just erupted. The whole place was.
Oh, that's cool. What a great feeling.
Really, really awesome. I was on the floor. And then, like, right after I got the video moment, I just kind of passed out. I think people thought, is she okay? Just one of those. It was like maybe it was 2.1 seconds left, I think. And then they couldn't make a, you know, over half court shot. So we ended up going to the finals. Didn't win in the finals, but it was, they had an amazing team and had a really great way to cap off the season. So yeah, it was a lot of yelling.
So. Yeah. So yeah, congrats to your son and his team. As a parent, that's just pretty cool to see your kid excel at something.
For them to have a moment like that, you know, like a game winner moment, to have, like, you know, score that many points and just have everything go right for you, that's really fun to watch. And just, I played sports, but it's a way different experience watching your kids play sports and rooting for them. It's just so much fun. It's my favorite job. I love watching my kids do their things. I know you do too.
Yeah, I mean, it's sports are one of those things where you have the highest of highs, and then you've got the other side of it. You've got the lowest of lows, and
yep, we've been there too.
Man, I'll tell you, switching sports a little bit from basketball to soccer, the United States women's soccer team is now out of the World Cup competition after a loss to Sweden last night on penalty kicks. The regulation ended in 0-0, and so it went to extra time and penalty kicks. And I mean, it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then
if she scores, Sweden wins, the U.S. is out. Hertig off there. Did it go in? Waiting on a signal. Wow. Sweden wins.
Yeah, so what happened there is the goal was partially blocked, but it entered the goal just enough over the goal line to be considered a goal. So Sweden ended up knocking off the United States women's soccer team. So they're out. U.S. is out. So
it's like 16th round, right? It's the earliest U.S. has ever been knocked out.
Yeah, I think they might have been number one seeded too. So I mean, they were in a good position to make it pretty far. But yeah, kind of stunned there by Sweden, and they're not the only teams who kind of got knocked out early. Germany was another one that got knocked out early. I want to say Chile was another one that got knocked out early. But yeah, there's been some shakeups in the U.S. Women's Soccer FIFA World Cup. So United States out. But yeah, you know, sports, man, it's the highs, it's the lows. You've got college football getting ready to kick back in here in a couple weeks. And man, it's rolling. And this week it marks the return of school for JCPS and a lot of the area schools around, whether you're starting tomorrow or Wednesday. I mean, it's
tomorrow for us. Oh, man, it's on. Getting real.
Yep, it's on.
laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. All for this nice Supreme Victor You Laugh, You Lose trophy I'm holding in my hand. Kelly, how do you feel this morning?
I feel pretty good.
All right.
I think I got a nice little arsenal.
All right.
Well, I think they're funny.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. I believe that was you.
Oh, okay.
Last time. All right.
All right. Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Guy says, I asked my wife to rate my listening skills, and she said, you're an 8 on a scale of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't get why she wanted me to urinate on a skeleton.
Yeah. You know, as a teen, I lived on a houseboat and dated the girl next door. Yeah, eventually we drifted apart.
Gotcha. Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just had an officer at the door saying he was looking for a man with one eye. Told him to use both and he'd probably find him a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I failed my medical college entrance exam because of nerves.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why. Actually, the correct answer was blood vessels.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Not nerves.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Police came to my house and asked where I was between 3 and 5.
Oh.
I said preschool.
Police are at your house a lot, Kelly.
Apparently.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call mixing hard liquor with coffee?
What do you call mixing hard liquor with coffee?
Getting ready for work.
Fantastic. I love that you're still rocking the It's Me, Becky mug. It's a classic.
Ah, it's a Taylor no, Swift
Becky.
Reference.
Yeah, no, it's Becky. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
My neighbor knocked on my door at 2 a.m. this morning and said I can't sleep.
Oh,
I said, well, it's your lucky day. Come on in. We got a party going on.
Oh. Well, that's nice of you.
Also, maybe that's why the police keep knocking on my door.
Hey, Kelly, what do rednecks call their bras?
What do rednecks call their bras?
Hiccups.
Okay.
That was a stretch.
It was. A little. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a literalist and a kleptomaniac?
What?
A literalist takes things literally. A kleptomaniac takes things literally.
Did you ever hear about the toilets stolen from the area police station?
I did not.
Yeah, cops have nothing to go on.
Yeah, they don't. Literally.
Literally.
Literally. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
A guy sits down at a bar. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
The bartender says.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I got into a fight, and she said she wasn't going to talk to me for a month.
Mm.
Bartender says, well, maybe that's a good thing. A little peace and quiet.
Oh.
Guy says, yeah, but today's the last day.
That was a long joke.
Did you not follow it? Were you not following? Really?
I received my paycheck in the mail.
Did you?
Kelly, and the envelope was full of parsley.
Parsley?
Yeah, my wages have been garnished!
Tasty. Tasty.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
What?
Do you think he saw us?
Okay. You know, some people will say this house is haunted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, I've lived here for 300 years, and I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I think you're the ghost. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Guy was telling his friend, my wife is mad at me.
Uh-huh.
Friend says, next time she's mad, put a towel around her, like a cape.
Okay.
She'll be super mad.
Ah, yes. I like that. And then put the underwear on the outside of your pants.
Exactly.
Yeah. My wife told me that I'm pretty.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, the full sentence was, you're pretty annoying, but, you know, I'm focusing on the positives here.
Yes. Yeah. It's focused on the positive. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I had a terrible nightmare in which I was forced to eat my own clone.
Oh, no.
I almost pooped myself.
Oh, my. Well,
Owie
is right.
Owie.
In that same vein, you know, the doctor told me that my prostate was good.
Good. That's great news.
Yep.
Great news.
I was deeply touched.
I bet you were. I mean, personally, I don't know.
Using the whole hand there, Doc.
Oh, God. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Guy said he ran off and joined a nudist camp.
Uh-huh.
The first few days were the hardest.
I knew you were going to go with that. That line of punchline, but I still couldn't resist. Well done. Ah, well done. Trophy's yours.
Oh, I mean, sometimes I got to know my audience. You?
I'm all about nudes and...
Yeah.
The poop jokes and...
Yeah.
Those sorts of things.
Yeah, prostate exams, yes.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes.
I asked my doctor, you know what, you should probably check again.
Really? Are you sure? Let's do a second round.
Second round. Use more than one finger this time.
All right. Oh my God.
Come on now. It's jokes. They're all jokes. That's what you laugh, you lose. Set of the bar stories. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this just shows you that no one can resist a cute pet, even if you're in the process of doing something bad. So if you can manage to make it through the day without befriending the family dog while you're in the middle of stealing their bike, you're doing okay.
Oh, look at you. Oh, you're so cute.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Because you're so cool. Come here. Because you're the coolest dog I've ever known. I love you too. Where's your dad? Where's your dad? She's not enough. Leave your garage open. Dad! Where are you? I love you too.
Like, what in the heck is going on? This guy.
What is happening?
So this guy in California goes into an open garage. The garage was open. Doesn't sound like anybody was home at the time. And took a bike worth about $1,300. Not really sure if the robber knew that the bike was there or not. But the crazy part was when the golden retriever, and I don't know if any of you know about golden retrievers.
I have just met you, and I love you.
Yeah, exactly. If you've ever seen the movie Up, that is exactly how golden retrievers are.
Yep.
The golden retriever walks up to greet the burglar, and then...
Hello, sir.
That's... I know. Hi, can I interest you in something else?
Would you like to get me some pets? Right. You know, pet me right here, and you can pet me right here and rub my belly.
Right, and that's when the burglar was all like,
I love you too.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it almost sounds like they know the people that live there.
Maybe.
Like, how in the world are they sitting there interacting? And did he say something like, you know, daddy's left his garage door open or something like that?
Well, he asked, where's your dad?
Yeah.
And yeah, you shouldn't leave your garage door open.
It almost sounds like it's a joke.
I don't know. But the police are looking for this individual.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's
they
not
don't
a joke.
Think it's a joke.
Okay.
And the guy left with the $1,300 bike. And so, they're still on the lookout for this guy. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without befriending the family dog while you're in the middle of stealing their bike, I mean, that's like salt in the wound right there.
He sounded like a really nice person, though.
I mean, what are you going to do? Bring the dog to the police lineup and go, which one gave you pets? Oh, that
was
one
that
did.
The guy?
That guy gave me pets, and I love him.
I would like pets from all of them.
So there you go. That is your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Some good news this morning as the Sherman Minton Bridge has reopened in both directions. The lower deck, at least for a couple lanes. So you are going to be able to go across the Sherman Minton Bridge this morning here on 99.7 DJX. However, New Albany Floyd County Schools and several others in southern Indiana are operating on a two-hour delay. So just kind of keep that in mind as the storms kind of wrecked some power for those areas in the metro. 99.7 DJX. All right. So there's a TikToker who has millions of views explaining the Instagram thing.
Okay, explain the Instagram thing.
Now, let me explain that to you. Her name's Emily, and she has She basically has a theory about when you're in a relationship and your significant other or the person that you're seeing doesn't necessarily put you on display on their Instagram feed.
This is a PSA for everyone in a happy relationship right now. The Instagram thing is real. I just got out of a 2-year relationship. He always told me not to worry about Instagram. He doesn't go on it much, so that's why he's never posted me. You know, you don't want to be high maintenance. You know, you forget about it for 2 years. And I don't even think I was in his stories. And if I was, I wasn't like the main character of the story. So basically, I'm here to validate you to overreact if he's not posting you on his Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
2 years so, and he didn't post about her. Okay.
Yeah. For two
That's
years,
a little weird.
He wasn't posting about her. And if she was in his stories, Instagram stories, then wasn't the quote... main character, you know?
That's really bizarre that he didn't kind of like declare in 2 years of dating, this is my girlfriend.
Well, yeah, and that's what she's saying. That's why it's a red flag.
Yeah.
That the Instagram thing, even if he's like, oh, you know, I don't really use Instagram all that much. Don't worry about it.
Clearly you are, though. Clearly you are. If he's posting and she's not a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is something that, you know, in the past probably 10 years has become
a thing
and a way to gauge how healthy your relationship is. Another like small little litmus test, and I think this is I don't know how much value you put on this, but they're like, hey, if your significant other or your man doesn't have a picture of you somewhere on his lock screen and home screen, red flag.
Oh, wow. That seems okay. So, but at how far into the relationship are we demanding this?
Well, if you've got kids and together and maybe you have kids on there, then maybe there's a pass on that. I don't know. I mean, I looked at mine and I was like, all right, she's in there somewhere because it's a picture of Scotland is my lock and home screen, but Elizabeth, my wife, is in that picture. So I'm like, all right. So I at least I checked that box.
Mine is our family at one of my favorite trips.
But is your husband in it?
Yes, he is.
It's okay.
All right. Like, I'm passing the test. I didn't even know I had to pass the test.
Yeah, I you know, maybe he was taking the photo and you're like, all right, well, guess it's just us. Me trudging this path alone. Look at that. But yeah, do you think there's truth in that?
I think so. I mean, I'm really glad that I didn't have to navigate dating with social media because I feel like I would have been one that would have been trying to dissect like likes and comments and all that stuff. And yeah, that is a whole other level of insecurity I didn't have to deal with.
Yeah, she's claiming that the real reason was because, you know, he didn't want the whole network to think that he's he wanted the whole network to think he was single.
Exactly.
And wanted to keep his options open because they were only, quote, dating. But for 2 years.
That's problematic. If you're in a 2-year relationship,
yeah.
I mean, at 6 months, I'm having a conversation, right? We're having a conversation about what we're doing.
Like, hey, why aren't I on there?
I'm stunned that she let it go for 2 years and be like, okay, well, he just doesn't really post a lot, but he's posting that stuff. But it's not personal. Well, it kind of is, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, she said she kind of forgot about it, you know? You just kind of go through life, and that's not one of those things that you are always checking back, but yeah.
Well,
that's
if she doesn't use, you know, social media, I get why she kind of...
Well, she obviously uses TikTok because she's got millions of views on explaining it.
That is true, but like my sister, not on any social media. My brother-in-law is, but she's not. So, you know, I get if maybe she's not on it a lot, and although I tend to think women are typically more on social media.
You can see the video. But yeah, I mean, I got to think that there's maybe a little bit of value to what she said there.
Yeah.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter or on Instagram. You can get us there too.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys.
All right. So thanks for allowing us to contact you. Will you go ahead and tell us what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm 33 years old, and I'm married to a beautiful woman. She's always been fit and small and works out a lot. She, you know, she works really hard to look the way she does. Mm-hmm. And I've always been overweight and very self-conscious about it. So I decided a few months ago I wanted to do something about it. And I worked so hard, and I lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
And I feel,
that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And I feel really great about myself. It's something I worked really hard to do, and I still feel like I have a long way to go, but I'm just, you know, so happy with the success that I've, you know, made so far.
Yeah, way to go, man.
Yeah, thank you. So here's the thing. I thought my wife would be thrilled, but she's not. You see, she's, like, very affectionate. She loves to snuggle and cuddle, and she even falls asleep with her head on my chest every night. She's done this for years, and now she's complaining since, you know, I lost the weight that I'm not as cuddly, and she doesn't feel like I'm the man she married. Like what the hell? Like, she doesn't even compliment me on the weight. She just complains that she thinks I'm different now, which, I mean, I don't know what kind of evil trick this woman is playing with my mind. Like, who wants their partner to stay big just so they can be comfortable to lay on, you know?
That is weird.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know what to do. I love working out right now. You know, I got in the habit of it and eating healthy. And, you know, I want to get in great shape. It's a goal that I've always had. And now I feel like I have a chance of really getting where I want to be. But I also don't want to lose her desire to be affectionate with me. And I just am confused and don't know how to get her on board with my plan to get healthier but also be attracted to the new me. So I just, you know, I really don't know what to do.
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, most people, I think, understand someone's efforts to want to get healthier and to live a healthier lifestyle. And the fact that she's not cheering you on, like, as your biggest cheerleader is troubling. It's very selfish.
I know. That's what is bothering me so much. And I need to somehow figure out a solution to this.
I mean, I get it. Well, Eric, we got a bunch of people chiming in and texting and stuff like that. So hopefully we can help you out, maybe give you some suggestions on how and what to say to your wife to get her on board with the new you. But hey, you know what? If nothing else, congratulations. I know that a healthy lifestyle choice is a hard one to make and a hard one to stick to it. And it sounds like you're making strides to make yourself a healthier person. So
yeah, you've
good job.
Done a lot of hard work.
Yeah, thank you. I definitely have worked very hard towards this. So.
Well, thank you, Eric, for talking to us. Now, Jennifer on Facebook says some women like chunky guys might have asked her preference before marriage. Who does that, though? I don't think that's necessarily a reasonable ask. Like,
no.
If you're a little bit heavier, you're not going to be like, now you like chunky guys? I just don't see that as something that you would naturally think to ask.
Yeah, Stephanie says, I think it's great you feel great and love yourself. Just don't forget to love her through it, too. If you don't get that, then you have bigger problems than you realize.
Well, and maybe it does sound like it's maybe a her thing.
Yes.
But it's also...
And I guess I'm wondering, how do you love her through you getting healthier?
You know, if she likes to rest her, you know, head on you, maybe there are pillows, blankets, things like that can make it a little bit more snuggly and comfortable, but
yes, if
you know,
you're not
whatever.
A squishy, then grab a squishy pillow.
Yeah.
And
so,
put it where she likes to put her head.
So I don't know if you have been in this situation where you are either the one that has lost a lot of weight and you have a partner that was like a little bit, you know, not sure about the whole thing, or maybe you were the partner that was like trying to navigate your spouse losing a whole lot of weight or getting fit or changing their appearance, I should maybe say. Let us know your story, all right? 502-795-1997, because I think that could probably help Eric navigate and figure out how to speak to his wife or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I got a text. Think maybe she's feeling insecure. That could be it. Like, maybe now she's thinking he's going to get really hot and, like, want to cheat on me.
Yeah, that, I mean, maybe in the back of her head, she has girlfriends that have had a guy that was like, you know what? Once he started to get fit and buff, all of a sudden he started getting attention from other women, and then he liked that attention.
Yeah. And then, yes, the problem started.
Yeah, and so maybe in her head, she was like, you know what, if I find a guy that's a little bit more fluffy, has a little padding around the edges.
And she was just telling him, like, I really like to cuddle up with you.
I won't have that problem. Yeah, so I don't know. All right. Let us know. 502-795-1997. Would love to get your story about how you dealt with this next. So group therapy. Eric, we just got a phone with him, and he has a fit wife, but he's been overweight. So he's decided to make a lifestyle change. So far, he's lost about 20 pounds. But instead of cheering him on, his wife is complaining that he's not as cuddly and doesn't feel like the man she married, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
She likes to snuggle. And now he's like, what the heck? Is this some sort of like evil woman mind trick? Why is she not supporting me in what I'm doing to get healthier?
Mm-hmm. And so now it's kind of like, well, what do we do to get her, I guess, on board?
Right.
Is a good way to say it.
Well, and to, you know, make her understand, you know, how it's making him feel that she's like not on board with his efforts because he's putting a lot of work into it.
Yeah. Bethany wrote in and said, my ex-husband told me I was never allowed to get breast augmentation surgery. Turns out he was scared I'd find someone hotter than him and leave. Never got the surgery, but found someone better and less controlling anyway. So joke's on him.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So Katie is rolling. She says, I have been there. Communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
He's down 30 pounds. I'm up because I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She says, my husband's on a fitness journey. It was hard at first because I was worried not only his body would change, but he would too. But we talked about it.
Oh, right.
I expressed how I felt, but more than that, I realized that no matter what, we love each other. And if we're growing as people and as a couple, then, you know, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that, gosh, how many times have we said communication, just talk to him, is key. And I think that has to be the case here where you need to just have these raw conversations that you're going to need to have in a marriage. With the other person and with your wife, and just be like, hey, you know what? This is my journey. I hope you support me on that, and maybe get why she's really maybe insecure about that.
If it's really just the reason she was giving him, like, well, you're less cuddly now and I like to snuggle. If that's really just the whole reason she's bothered by this, then he can kind of say, well, there's other ways that we can cuddle and make me more cuddly, you know, with blankets and squishy pillows, and we can still snuggle that way. But, you know, you have to understand how important it is for me to live a healthier lifestyle. And I was hoping you would support me in that.
Because part of me feels like if you dig deep enough, she will either in her past or she has a good girlfriend where, you know, her partner got fit and left and she didn't want and she doesn't want that to happen.
Exactly.
And that's where I think, and I could be off base with this, but that's just me thinking this is where this insecurity is coming from.
Yep. And if he just gets to the bottom of it and just again reiterates to her that he really wants her support, you know, as he does this, because it's hard work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right, we'll keep us posted. Good luck. Congrats, Eric, on your fitness journey. Hopefully that continues and your wife gets on board. That is group therapy.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so coming up after 8, there was a world record that was broken over the weekend, so I thought I would let Kelly see if she can guess the world record that fell.
Oh, good. I don't have to try it. Oh, thank God.
Based on the sound it made.
Oh.
And then we'll throw a couple other world record attempts and sounds your way, too, and see how well you do, okay?
What a fun game.
All right. That's coming up here after 8 o'clock. And then also, why were you called to the principal's office? Or why were you sent to the principal's office?
I got a story.
All right, with back to school this week, we'll get into that all on the way on 99.7 EJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is something special to have the title of world record holder. Am I right?
Not everyone can say that.
Nope, not everybody can say that as well. I know that, look, we've made our attempts at world records here on this show, but we have failed every single time.
And also resulted in really awkward things that I say. I did not suck hard enough. On the Capri Sun drink, Capri Sun, trying to drink it fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a new world record was broken over the weekend. I thought I'd let Kelly see if she can guess what world record fell based on the sound it made, okay?
Okay, this is going to be tough.
So I'm going to give you the sound, and then I'm going to give you multiple choices, and then we'll try it with a couple others just based on their sound, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here, let me get a fun little game music bed for you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here is the first sound. What world record was made?
Are you going to give me some choices? Because yeah, I've got nowhere to start.
I'll give you some multiple choices. Was that hitting a washer with a whisk? Was it smashing walnuts with your head, or was it smashing coconuts with your hand?
Oh, gosh.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Okay.
That just makes me laugh.
I feel like that's way too fast mm-hmm. to be smashing walnuts with your head. Okay. Like, I don't know anyone that can move their head that fast.
Okay.
Although it did kind of sound like things were getting smashed.
Okay.
I think coconuts are too hard to smash with your hand. So I'm going to say hitting a washer with a whisk.
Hitting a washer with a whisk.
How dumb is that? Like, that's the dumbest one on the list. But I feel like that's the only feasible one.
Like, if there's a world record to be had for the amount of times you can hit a washer with a whisk, is this the guy that's winning it?
I think so, is what it sounds like.
Well, it is an Indian martial artist, broke a world record. You heard the sound of him smashing 273 walnuts using Ooh. His forehead.
No way. I didn't think it was possible.
Yep.
How is he moving his head that fast?
I know.
I'm going to have to see that to believe it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope he had some Excedrin on hand. That sounds like a massive headache.
But after this, I am going to have to see and look up if there is a world record to be had for hitting a washer with a whisk.
Hitting a washer with a whisk. I feel like I could do that one.
All right, so you're 0-1. Let's try another one, okay?
Okay, I'm bad at this game.
Guess the world record attempt using only this sound.
In the world is happening? What in the world is it? Give me my choices.
All right, your multiple choices. Was that the sound of crushing bricks with your crotch?
What?
Punching holes in walls, or the world record for punching clay targets?
Okay, I feel like we're punching something. God, I hope it's not with our crotch.
Crushing bricks with crotch. Would you like to hear it again?
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Well, I feel like...
Was that?
I feel like we're doing maybe some holes in walls. Maybe we're just going down a wall.
Punching holes in walls.
Sounds like it hurt, though.
That is the sound, the world record... That actually just fell recently as well, of punching clay targets.
No way!
Yes. So basically, an assistant was tossing those like clay targets that people when they skeet shoot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then a guy is just punching them out of the air.
Well, man, you have to have a really good partner to be a good tosser. Yeah. Otherwise, it's throwing you all off.
But alas, that is not crushing bricks with your crotch.
Thank you. I'm really glad we didn't have to hear that sound.
All right, so you're 0 for 2. Kelly, try to get this last one right, all right?
Oh, gosh. All right. Wow.
All right, so was this, guess the world record, all right? What's the world record? Based on its sound. Ready?
Uh-huh.
All right.
This is awkward sounding.
Is this the fastest clapping in a minute? Is it the fastest smacking on bare bottoms? Is it the fastest face smacks? It just keeps going.
I'm going to say fastest clapping in a minute, although now I want to look it up and see if there's one for fastest smacking on a bare bottom.
I mean, I'm picturing just...
Yes.
Just like a pair like of drums.
Bongos.
Just a pair of drums.
Just bongos.
Just a set of bare buns right there and just...
But I've seen a video of like the fastest clapping, and I feel like that's... That's it.
Okay.
Well, we went through the entire minute, didn't we?
Yeah, that was the sound of fastest clapping in a minute. So you got that one right.
All right. I got one right.
Yes, you got that one right.
I'm doing slow clapping for me. Just regular speed clapping.
So of those world records, I think we've learned some things. One, that there are world records literally for everything.
Like the dumbest things on planet Earth. Like how do you sit around and say, hey, what if I tried this? Let's look it up, see if anyone's done it before.
And two, we need to find out if there's a world record for hitting a washer with a whisk.
Yeah.
Crushing bricks with your crotch.
No, not that one.
Fastest smacking on bare bottom.
Not really that one either.
Because how fun would that be? Right there. Come on. Come on. Bring it on.
I don't think, no. Uh-uh. Nobody, nope.
Oh, shoot. All right. We'll
what a fun game. Did I win anything? Dang it.
No, you didn't. You only got one right, Kelly. Sorry.
That is true.
It's 99.7 EJX. We'll post up the video of the cracking of the walnuts with the head.
That is amazing. He moved his head that fast.
Yeah, that is what started this whole thing. So we'll post that up, WDJX.com or at Ben and Kelly Show.
Stop it. Stop with the slapping.
Now you can't
hear this. You can't unhear this. You're picturing a bare bottom.
Thinking, smacking on a bare bottom.
Right. Oh, God.
99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kind of a fun moment because, you know, we were just talking on the phone a couple weeks ago to Alicia Keys, right? Well, her son traded those friendship bracelets with Taylor before one of her shows. So that was kind of fun.
That's cute.
Yeah, for sure. On 99.7 EJX. All right, feel good stories. Kelly K.
Well, you may think when I tell you that a graduate slept through his graduation ceremony, this is a setting the bar, and I just got confused.
Yeah, I do think that.
No, it is a feel-good because he's the baby.
Oh.
This is the cutest thing. Little Lincoln was born at just 26 weeks and just over 2 pounds and spent 104 days in the NICU, so they threw him a little graduation ceremony when he was ready to go home.
Aw, buddy.
Oh, they're playing the graduation song and everything.
All right. NICU babies are true survivors. They show us the power of faith and the fight of the human spirit. They are the embodiment of perseverance.
Aww.
When he was born, Lincoln was the sickest baby in our unit. The first 24 hours were very tenuous. And I remember those first 24 hours very vividly as myself and the attending worked around the clock to try to stabilize him. Lincoln has battled through all the ups and downs of being a preemie. We have all cheered him on as he has reached milestone after milestone. Congratulations, Lincoln, on your graduation from the NICU.
Oh, that's cute.
He's so cute. He's got a little cap and gown on. And he's just sleeping right through it, the whole thing.
Dumb baby.
His parents will show him the video and be like, look at that, your first graduation ceremony. How amazing. You can see the video, WDJX.com.
coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, in honor of back to school this week, there are several schools headed back tomorrow. JCPS and a bunch of other county schools headed back on Wednesday. What landed you in the principal's office?
Carl throwing rocks is my story.
All right, we'll hear about Carl and his rock throwing and why that landed Kelly in the principal's office on the way. In honor of back to school, I figured I would open up the Pandora's box. That is, why did you get sent to the principal's office? So, Kelly, I guess we can start with you.
Okay. I was in the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl, on the playground, was throwing rocks. And, well, when rocks were being thrown at me, I'm like, well, I'm not going to not throw them back. Mm. So I was tossing back his way. The principal, Ms. Brown, comes out and says, anybody throwing rocks needs to be in my office right now. And if I find out you were throwing rocks and you didn't come to my office, even bigger trouble.
Oh, no.
So I was like, well, I guess I got to go.
Yeah.
And then I had to stay in recess and I had to tell the whole class why. Humiliating. And I was wearing the cutest little jumper that day with a little ladybug on the front. I looked so innocent.
Is that what ruined your scholarship to Purdue?
No. Didn't even get offered one. They just let me in because mom and dad were paying.
You know what? That works too.
Yep.
We'll
take your dad's money. Yep. I did help pay my way through, though. All right. Got jobs.
We're not talking about that, though. I want to know what landed you in the principal's office. I will tease my... How many times did you go?
You more than one?
I have two that come to mind. I do know of several others that I was called in for questioning.
Oh, called in for questioning.
Yeah, I wasn't the guilty party, but I was called in for questioning because
you
may
have knowledge of it.
I was always around the person or people that were doing the bad thing. Sometimes I was in, sometimes I was not. But I have two. And one of them involves Tim stabbing me.
Oh.
All right. So I'll tell you that story coming up here next. And then want to hear more of why did you get landed into the principal's office?
It only took me one time and I turned away from my life of crime.
Your life of crime. You were like, you know what? Scared straight. I was scared straight after that. No way. I do not like being on this side of the law.
Yep.
What landed you in the principal's office? Real quick on Facebook, Heather said, my Backstreet Boys necklace was inappropriate.
Oh, how is that inappropriate?
I'd been wearing it for months. It just somehow ended up outside my shirt one day. I refused to take it off. Boom, principal's office.
Oh, man. That is. Well, yeah, some schools have like a no jewelry policy.
Yeah. Missy wrote, well, I got caught with a fifth of Jack Daniels.
Why do you have that at school? Was it show and tell and you were just confused as to what it is?
You're like, hey, show and tell, look at this.
This is my daddy's prized possession.
Oh my gosh, that is funny.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was good. All right. So I had been called to the principal's office for several different reasons. A lot of times it was just to give my side of the story. Maybe I was a witness in some sort of dastardly thing that happened.
You're a professional snitch.
Look, I went to public school. Things like that happened, right? You know? But there was a time in, I want to say, seventh grade. I had a desk right behind Tim Bauman. And Tim, we used to do things, you know, just mess with each other in class, right?
Now, you're from Columbus, Ohio. We should just mention you're not putting Tim on blast who lives here locally.
I don't care if Tim was living locally. Okay. Tim Bauman deserves this.
Okay.
Anyways, Tim Bauman was sitting in front of me. And so I did something so what I would do a lot of times is I would just wad up little pieces of paper and drop them gently into his hair. And
oh
so,
my God.
And so when he would get up, like all this would just fall onto the ground, right?
And he'd be confused, like, what is happening?
Yeah, so he discovered that I was doing that. So he took his number two Dixon Ticonderoga pencil and stabbed my leg.
Oh, wow.
And, Kelly, I could tell you to this day, there is
still a mark?
A mark of Tim Bauman on my leg. But here's the thing. I got sent to the principal's office because I yelled.
Oh, wow.
I was like, well,
Also, you instigated the stabbing
a little, but
with your actions.
Okay, but that wasn't the reason I got sent to the principal's office. I got sent because I yelled because Tim Bauman stabbed me with a pencil. Tim should have taken the fall, not me.
So wait, he didn't get sent to the principal's office either for being the stabber?
No!
Did you not just say he stabbed me?
I did! And
you have the proof. There's a mark still, so I'm guessing.
There was a blood on my leg!
Oh, God!
Yes!
And they didn't send the stabber.
No,
they sent the victim.
They sent the victim to the principal's office.
You were victim shamed.
So I was, I had to then pay for my getting stabbed in the ankle by Tim Bauman with a pencil. Another time.
That's tragic.
Another time, I wore...
You clearly never got justice, did you?
No. I harbor that injustice to this day.
That is
evidence.
And
in fact, I can look, and it looks like a dark freckle. There? It looks like a dark freckle, but it is on my ankle.
You should, like, take a picture of that, circle it, and then label it with Tim Bauman, and put it on socials.
Recognize this, Tim! Recognize it? Do you feel shame yet, Tim?
I feel like this could help in your therapy moving past it. Putting him on blast in this way.
Kelly, I don't need therapy. I have this radio show.
Oh, okay, got it.
This is where I get it all out.
I'm so happy for all of us that you get to work through this.
And there was another time that came to mind because I was so proud of this shirt that I got. I got a Nike shirt. And look, growing up, I didn't get a whole lot of name brand things. But I got this shirt. It was a Nike brand shirt. And it was one of those that said something like, eat right, drink plenty of fluids, go like hell, or something like that.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
And so,
you wore that to school?
And so it was the first part was on the front of the shirt.
Oh, no.
And the go like hell was on the back of the shirt.
Oh, no.
And so.
That's a bad word. We don't wear that to school.
Yeah, they made me go to the principal's office for
did
that.
Did you have to change? Did you have to call your mom, get you a new shirt?
I did have to I had to cover it up. I think I had a sweatshirt or a jacket with me, so I had to wear the jacket the rest of the day. And then, I was not allowed to wear that to school. And my mom did, she did scold me for wearing that Nike shirt to school when, even though it was a Christmas present or it was a birthday present and I was so proud of it, I wasn't allowed to wear it to school. So that was now dubbed a play school, or a play shirt, not a school shirt.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyways.
There's a time and place for this, Benjamin.
All right. I don't know if anybody else has any fun stories of them getting sent to the principal's office, but I don't know if you can beat my Tim Bauman stabbing me and me getting sent to the principal's office story, but let's hear it. All right.
I feel like we are all now rallying around you in the fact that you never got justice.
Injustice!
You were, sent by mistake. Yeah, they got the wrong guy.
I know.
The wrong perp.
I know. There were plenty of moments in my life where I needed to be there, but.
How much time did you do in the principal's office?
I don't remember, Kelly. You know, it was a fleeting moment in my life. I was seething with rage at Tim the entire time. So time just basically stood still.
Still need to see the mark, put it on the socials.
All right. We're sharing our fun, why did you get sent to the principal's office stories with one another. I have posted the photo of the stab mark that I still have to this day, thanks to Tim, who stabbed me when he was sitting in front of me on his desk in the leg. And I got sent to the principal's office because I yelped.
That is just tragic.
Injustice. So, yeah.
I mean, they punished the wrong person.
They did. You can see that on the thread, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show. And I'll post it up on the Ben and Kelly Show Instagram story, so you can see it there. All right. A lot of people are commenting that their school uniform was too short. Principal's office.
Oh, yes. Yep. They have rules. You got to, like, go to the knee or whatever. And then, yeah, it's in the handbook. And then you'll have to, you know, get a change of clothes. Mom will have to come and bring a change of clothes.
And listen, Amy is on my side and says, my only time in the principal's office also involves a Tim.
Oh, boy.
He punched me more than once, so I finally pushed him away, and he fell in his chair. Teacher saw me. Tim was crying, and boom, off I went. Still hold my rage at Tim. Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Again, wrongly accused.
Yes.
Oh, that is tragic.
Someone texted and said, clearly Ben has not moved past this incident. Listen, it's not that I haven't moved past it. It's that what I do, and this is a little bit about me, I take everything, every injustice that happens in my life, every little amount of stress, and I just put it in the little jar that is in my body.
Box.
Yeah, in the little jar, right?
Uh-huh.
And so when that jar gets full, I just push it down, right? And uh-huh. And when it gets full again, I just push it down and I turn the lid a little tighter, right? And just every now and then, some stuff just leaks out. You know?
When you get triggered with a conversation, like, you know, you pose a question. Hey, when did you get sent to the principal's office? And then things come to the surface.
Yep.
And the jar opens.
Yep. All right.
And out it comes.
Jessica.
Okay, so junior year in high school, zero problem kid. I was officer on National Honor Society. I was the captain of the soccer team. But in my advanced English class, they were making us draw vocabulary words,
uh-huh.
which I thought was ridiculous. So the word that they gave me was obliterate.
Okay.
So I drew a stick man. And again, this is in the 90s.
Yeah.
So the kid beside me, I was like, can you draw a gun on here?
Oh, my God.
No, terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Oh.
So I get up in front of the class and I'm like, hey, my word is obliterate. This guy's obliterating himself.
Oh, my gosh.
So then the next period, I get called to the principal's office. They don't even have the original drawing. They've done a copy of it because it's black and white because the stick guy was actually blue.
Oh.
So then they're like, you know, we need to discuss this. They think I'm going to do something bad at the school.
Right.
And I'm just like, what we should be concerned about is that we're juniors in high school and we're having to draw vocabulary.
That is true. You couldn't get past that.
You're missing the point, principal.
Real stickler about it, apparently, at 17.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
but
Jessica.
You know, also, kudos to the school staff for talking to you about it.
I know.
They did their due diligence in this situation.
They did their due diligence.
It was bad. I was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you, public school in the 90s, man, that was just the Wild West.
It was.
All right, Jessica, hey, thank you so much.
Yep.
All right. Another from Dustin, not my proudest moment, but gave a girl a purple nurple after she kicked me in the crotch.
Oh my gosh.
You don't do that.
No,
you don't do the purple nurples.
No, you do not do that. You do not do that.
Listen,
you do not do that.
Dustin, you need to write Ashley a thank or an apology today.
Uh-huh.
Just
that
say, you
needs
know what?
Happen.
Been thinking a lot about this recently and
and then Charity says in fifth grade, my teacher paid me in school bucks to sit next to the troublemaker.
No.
I told her I didn't want to, but she didn't care, LOL. At the end of the year, I wrote a report on a typewriter, by the way,
yeah.
that was worth a huge part of my grade.
Oh.
Justin picked on me every day.
Oh.
But this day, he went too far.
Oh.
While I was in the restroom, he ripped my report into tiny pieces and stuck his gum in the middle of them all.
Ooh.
When I came back to find this, I lost my mind, stabbed his leg with my pencil. Another stabbing. He had to have it surgically removed.
I'm telling you, listen, the picture that I posted doesn't do the injustice any justice because
oh.
because it is there. How
in person? It's
how
a
many
bit more
decades later? Yeah. I know, right?
Well, it sounds like Justin probably is in the same situation, especially if he had to have his surgically removed. She said, by the way, the principal hated Justin because he was always in his office for being bad, so I didn't get in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
all
she right. got away with the stabbing, just like Tim.
All right, so if you want, you can always share your story up on Facebook. We have a bunch of them up there, at Ben and Kelly Show. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 EJX. Eras Tour, Taylor Swift, coming to Indianapolis. It was just announced last week, so that'll be November of 2024. The Eras Tour will do a couple dates there in Indianapolis with the idea that there may even be more announced soon. So I guess we could still see a Louisville date for the Eras Tour before this is all said and done. This tour is all said and done. So
she's been here before. She's come back.
Right, for sure. And she's played stadiums here before. The Reputation Tour, I want to say, was there at Cardinal Stadium. So, holding out hope that that'll be the case. But if not, then at least you should be able to see it in a documentary form, as there have been confirmation of these lots of cameras following around the entire tour, perhaps even doing an Eras Tour documentary to be released a little bit later. TMZ has a story, so we're giving it a little bit more, I guess, credence that it could be the case. So anyways. And then a cool moment, it was shared. We had just gotten off the phone with Alicia Keys, a couple weeks ago maybe, before she was...
When she was here, yeah.
Yeah, and she was talking about how she brings her family on tour with her, which is kind of cool, and especially with her kids out and, you know, the tour being in the summer. And there's a cool little video of her son and Taylor exchanging some friendship bracelets behind, you know, backstage. So
cute.
Yeah, kind of a cool moment there on 99.7 DJX. All right, still to come this hour, we have feel good stories and setting the bar stories, kind of as a yin and a yang to get you. 70JX, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Won't be long now, just a couple weeks until the old Kentucky State Fair returns. Yes, indeed, duty. 99.7 EJX, day at the Kentucky State Fair, going to be Wednesday, August 23rd. Fair starts on the 17th, rolls through the 27th there at the KFEC, but we are going to be there our special day. We'll get a badge and the honor of
we
having,
don't get badges. No, they just give us a space to be.
I was told we get badges.
No, we don't get badges.
And we get special sashes?
No sashes.
Are we getting sashes?
No crowns. Nope. None of that. Don't even get free food. Nope.
We're going to have to renegotiate this whole deal next year.
Give us a space and say, put your tent up there. Smile and wave.
It'll be DJX's Day at the Fair on Wednesday, August 23rd. South Wing A after 10. You can stop by. Get in to win all sorts of prizes. And
it'd be nice if they, like, if we got a shout out from Freddie Farm Bureau, right? I don't even think we get that.
We should, though. We could probably make it happen, right?
I think we should.
Anyways, that's in a couple weeks, it's going to be here. Man, yeah, it is. It's like this week, next week, and then.
And Christmas is almost here, right? I feel like Christmas is
might
right
as
around the
well
corner
be,
now.
Right? I mean, my goodness. All right, coming
is
up.
Is it time for the pumpkin spice lattes?
Oh, I'm ready for that, too. All right, coming up next, it is a feel good story.
Well, I'm calling this a feel good because, I mean, we're talking about a gig where you can earn $110,000 a year. I'm not even going to call this a side hustle. I'm going to call this a quit your job and do this instead.
Oh.
That's what I'm calling it.
And you're calling it a feel good.
I'm calling it a feel good.
All right. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour. Now, Kelly, you're saying this is a feel good. Explain.
That's how I'm categorizing it. Okay. I mean, when I'm telling you, you could earn up to $110,000 a year as a pizza influencer.
Okay, go on.
I mean, I'm not even going to call this a side hustle. I'm going to say quit your job, do this instead. A pizza ordering app Slice is hiring a pizza influencer that is going to create TikTok videos, Instagram reels, and other content that celebrates pizza, pizzeria owners, and pizza eaters alike.
Oh, wow.
flexible time off, health insurance, $25 per week pizza stipend.
Oh.
I mean.
All right.
Ideally, they're looking for someone in New York, but they said they're accepting applicants from other U.S. cities.
All right. Well, that's good.
So I feel like if you're like a pizza super mega fan and you're decent with videos, this could be up your alley. And if you do indeed get hired and you heard about it from us, let us know.
But I feel like this is one of those gigs that wouldn't have to affect the job you're doing right now. Like you could do it on the side.
You have to. You could, yes, if you want to make a side hustle, like $110,000 a year side hustle.
How cool would that be?
I mean, that would be great, but I feel as though I would just go ahead and just quit. Just do that full time. Okay. Just throw all your energy into doing that. Why would you continue slaving away at a job where you're making less if you can make more being a pizza influencer?
All right.
I mean, you go around the world, I'm guessing, and eat pizza and talk about it and highlight pizzerias and talk to other people who love pizza.
Well, you probably go around the world on your own dime. Like, they're paying you for it.
Well, exactly. But $110,000 a year, I'd go straight to Italy. I'd be like, you know what? I feel like to fully do this job the right way, I need to go to the mother country. I need to go to Italy. Why you got to bring your mama's heart? Pizza is so good. And Napoli.
Didn't United States invent pizza?
I thought it was born in Naples. I thought Naples is the home of pizza. Did I get that wrong?
I don't know.
I feel like that's the case. And then New York has their style. Chicago has their style.
Detroit.
Even Detroit has their style, yes.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
But I feel like Italia is the mother country.
All right.
Why you got to bring your mama to the
heart? You have to bring your mama to the heart.
I'm calling that feel good.
All righty.
There you go. See it at WDJX.com to see how to apply.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Look, maybe this setting the bar story coming up is more for the criminals, but it's how, like, honestly, and we've had these before. How else, though, are you going to show off what you did, right?
I feel like
you
though,
tell me how else.
The police are going to be like, no, continue doing this.
Right. It's
please keep doing
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right. Time in the show where it's a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this may be more for the criminals. Honestly, but if you can manage to make it through the day without posting pictures on social media of you posing with the stuff you just jacked, then you're doing okay.
Although the police are probably like, no, keep doing that.
Right.
It makes it easier for us to find you.
Listen, this went down in New York, but there were six people convicted of stealing more than $3 million worth of cash, cars, and other merchandise.
Oh, that's a lot
over
of stuff.
The course of like 200 burglaries, car dealerships, cell phone stores, ATM, things
that
like that.
That was a career. They had a career doing that.
It was. It was. Yeah. They were like, you know what? I've decided this is what I'm going to do. It pays really well. But, you know, how are you going to, like, at some point you got to be like, you know, look at all this stuff I got. Look at what I did. This is amazing.
Yeah, you can't not post it on the gram, right?
Yeah, you got to flaunt it. Well, they posted themselves on social media. They would do it even minutes after the crimes were committed.
Oh, wow.
And because
that is,
they did
you
it.
Can't wait.
Yep, because they did it like that. That allowed the investigators to link the images with the crimes themselves.
That's what we're looking for. All right, then.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were then busted. But, man, I mean,
they thought they found a life hack. Like, look at this. We can, like, get all this stuff and we don't have to work or pay for it.
Yeah, right? Life hack? Okay. You know, but how many of these examples do we have to do where they just cannot resist posting it on social media for clout?
Stupid is as stupid does.
That's right. That's setting the bar. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without posting pictures on social media of you posing with the stuff you just stole, then you're doing okay. However,
well, the police are, they're like, keep doing that though. That helps us.
However, that helps us.
Keep it up.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
You flip the script for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you'll see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god.
Trick me once, trick me twice. Don't you know that cash ain't the only price? It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Cause karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a Vegas acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that. Thunder rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice, karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen coming straight home to me.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god.
Talking about what sent you to the principal's office on 99.7 DJX, Brittany had texted in, got sent to the principal's office in eighth grade for putting sardines in a friend's locker.
Oh, stinky. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm sure that had lasting effects, too.
Yeah.
Like, how hard did you have to clean that before the smell finally got out of there?
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Aaron wrote, backhanding my ex-boyfriend twice. Well, yeah, that'll get you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Jana was like, I didn't wear socks. This was circa 2000 with my white shoes and refused to bring a used lunch tray to the garbage. That wasn't mine. Boom.
Oh.
Principal's office.
Wow. That's harsh.
Yeah. And then, of course, it's the uniform not being the right length. Got a lot of those comments. Like, Nicole, my shorts were too short, but my legs have always been abnormally long. Even so long that long shorts look short. So,
oh, wow.
I get it. Barbara, writing my name on a lunch seat because a chick said it wasn't my seat due to she didn't see my name on it. So, wrote my name on it. And I got sent to the principal's office.
Oh, dang.
That's funny. All right. So, yeah, the thread is there. And then, you know, I'm just going to throw, you got to see the picture of why I got sent because of Tim.
Hashtag Tim Bauman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We'll live in infamy. All right. It's 99.7 EJX. Harry Styles.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you, yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe, break your can. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make
my mind.